It was a cold November night. The weather wasn't the greatest in Colorado, but Dick Ebersol's pilot felt that they were good to take off. As head of NBC Sports at the time, Dick Ebersol was known as one of the most powerful men in the sporting world. But that night, he was just a dad who lost his son. Yeah, the plane crashed on takeoff. Dick's oldest son literally pulled him from the wreckage, but his 14-year-old son, Teddy, didn't make it out. A few days later, Dick's wife and Teddy's mom, retired actress Susan St. James, they were interviewed on NBC's Today Show. She spoke with amazing poise. And at one point, she talked about trying to help the surviving kids know how to handle some of the feelings that might come up, including what she referred to as resentment. And out of her pain, she made a statement filled with so much insight. I hope I'll never forget it. She said, "I've always told my kids, having resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die." Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about how bitterness backfires. Poison. It's a strong word to describe bitterness and resentment in your heart, but experience proves, as the Bible clearly confirms, that poison is the right word. And it's a poison that affects the person who hurt you only a little, if at all. But for you, it's a poison in your soul that eats at you from the inside out most of the time. One of the Bible's warnings about bitterness begins with this sobering possibility. See to it that no one misses the grace of God. Wow. That's in Hebrews 12:15, and that's our word for today from the Word of God. Now, if you're wounded, if you're hurt, that's no time to be missing the grace of God, not when you need it the most. So how do you miss God's grace? Well, read on. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. God's grace and our bitterness apparently cannot coexist in the same heart. Either God's grace will push out your bitterness or your bitterness will push out God's grace. In reality, you don't hold a grudge. A grudge holds you. It's like you can't stop thinking about the very person you wish you could forget. But a grudge shackles you to that person emotionally. The poison in your soul, it isn't hurting them, but it's killing you inside. It's a huge, heavy backpack you carry with you everywhere you go. And hard or bitter feelings towards someone don't just hurt you. That negativity spills out on other people, people who don't deserve it. A darkness emanates from your personality, and it poisons other close relationships, sometimes ruining friendships or marriages, children, churches. There's only one antidote for the poison, forgiving. Ephesians 4 says, "Get rid of all bitterness. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other." And now comes the zinger. "Just as in Christ, God forgave you." Oh, the person who hurt you may not deserve to be forgiven, but then we didn't deserve God's forgiveness. To forgive them is not to pretend there was nothing wrong with what they did, but it's releasing them completely to God for Him to deal with them. With God's strength, base your treatment of them not on how they treated you, but on how Jesus treated you. And by the way, if you've never been to the cross of Jesus in your heart, to have the sins of your life erased from God's book, that's why He died. And this may be your best opportunity in your life to go from dirty inside to clean and from the death penalty that sin carries to the eternal life that Jesus gives. You tell Him, "Jesus, I know I've sinned. You died for that sin. You love me, and I am pinning all my hopes on You today." You want to know more about this? Go to our website. It's anewstory.com. Anewstory.com. And then you've been the forgivee, and you can become the forgiver. Or you store poison in your soul that will cripple or destroy. It's time for the antidote. It's time to be free. It's time to forgive.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.